こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、 Nature Ecology and Evolution に掲載されたポーツマス大学の最新研究で、プテラノドンなど恐竜の近縁である翼竜には羽毛が生えていなかったことが分かりました。翼竜の化石に羽毛の痕跡を発見したと2018年に南京大学のチームが発表しており、直径10分の1ミリの羽毛のようなものが合計30の翼竜の化石から発見されていましたが、今回分析したところ、実際は翼の膜の内部にある繊維組織だったことが分かりました。当時繊維が枝分かれしている様子が羽毛の特徴と合致しているとされていましたが、見つかっている30サンプルのうち枝分かれしているのは3つのみで、枝分かれは経年劣化による可能性が高いことが分かりました。仮に翼竜に羽毛が生えていた場合、羽毛という複雑なものが全く別の祖先を持つ生き物から別々にそれぞれ発生したとは考えにくいため、翼竜と恐竜の共通祖先の時代に羽毛が発生したことになります。そうなると現在考えられているより8000万年も前に羽毛が登場したことになり、つまり全ての恐竜が羽毛付きでスタートして、進化の過程でいくつかの種が羽毛を失ったことになります。
In a recent study by researchers at Portsmouth University and published in Nature Ecology and Evolution, Pteranodon and pterosaurs, which are closely related to dinosaurs, did not have feathers. While a team from Nanjing University had claimed to have discovered feathers 0.1 millimeters in diameter on the wings of 30 pterosaur fossils, the analysis in the study found that these thin filaments were actually a fibrous structure inside the wings. At the time, the branching structure found in the filaments of just 3 of the fossils was interpreted as consistent with feathers. However, the researchers of this study found that the branching is due to the filaments unraveling over time. If pterosaurs had feathered wings, that would mean that feathers appeared on a common ancestor shared by both dinosaurs and pterosaurs. It is unlikely that such a complex feature would develop separately in both. This would push the timeline for feather emergence back some 80 million years and mean that all dinosaurs actually started with feathers and lost them over the course of evolution.
そう、なので、まあ答えとしてはまたゼロに逆戻りみたいな要は翼竜に羽毛が入ってたと思ったんだけど、その根拠が揺らいでしまったので、入ってたかどうかわからない状態に戻ってしまったっていう。だから生えてなかった証拠にはならないんだけど、生えてたとは言えないみたいなそうで、仮に生えてたとしたら、まあその今の鳥みたいにいろんな色があって、すごいね、なんだ、ピンクのフラミンゴから真っ黒のカラスまで、
うん、
あの恐竜もそんな感じで色がついてたのかっていう疑問ももちろん残るし、翼竜ね、翼竜もそういう色がついてたのかっていう疑問が残るし、例えばその本当にハゲだった場合、もうツルツルだった場合、うん、その夜寒くなった時にどういう風に防寒してたのかっていう疑問が出てきて、そうなるとじゃあ地理的な制限があったんじゃないか、つまり爬虫類みたいに暖かい地域のみに生息してたのかもしれないねとか、体温調節どうやってやってたのかなとか、まあいろんなクエスチョンが出てくるわけなんだけど、まあ面白いよね。
Do we know if they're warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
爬虫類、だから probably cold-blooded、うん、かな、うん、まあ空飛ぶ爬虫類みたいな風にね、翼竜はよく言われるんだけど、まあ毎週さ、いろんな論文を読んでて、やっぱ恐竜の話ってちょっと他のフィールドと違うというかさ、こう特殊な一面がある気がしてきていて、
うん、
気がしてきているというかずっとそういう気がしてんだけどなんだろうね、あのフィジックスとかってさ、とかそのマスのマス系のフィールドって、
うん、
もうなんかなんて言うんだ、再現性もあるし、多分もうこうでこうでしたみたいな、こう答えが固定されてるじゃん、
うん、
だけど恐竜ってなんだろう、こうだった可能性もなくはないとか、なんかこうだと思ったらやっぱりこうだったみたいなのがすごい多いし、サンプルも限られてるから、例えばその世界中のじゃあ、あのサイエンティストが同じ問題を再現しようとするとかもなかなかできないわけじゃん、その実物がないととか、だからこう結構なんだろう、コロコロ、あ分かったと思ったけどやっぱ分かんなかったとか、あ分かんなかったと思ったけど分かったとか、なんか他のフィールドよりそういうのが多い気がするから、それがすごい面白い。
It doesn't help that dinosaurs and pterosaurs are extinct.
So, so なの。
They're also, you know, they haven't lived on Earth for maybe 100 million years, right?
Yeah.
So, so these remains are quite degraded in a way that, you know, could create artifacts that are difficult to interpret, like this frayed branching pattern that, you know, so, is it a feather or is it some sort of myofascia on the musculature of the wing, you know, after 100 million years, those two things start to look quite similar, you know, a hair and, you know, some fibrous wrapping of muscles. So,
so.で2018年に翼竜に羽毛が入ってましたって発表されたのもこのネイチャーエコロジー&エボリューションなんだよね。なので、うん、まあ、2年の時を経てまあ同じあの何論あの学会誌に、まあ、反対の結果が出たわけだけど、それもちょっとワクワクするというか、
うん、I think compared to something like physics、there are specific, very specific questions that have been answered very precisely, with regard to dinosaurs using science. But those questions aren't sort of the bigger questions that we want the answers to, you know. So, are the access that science has to extinct dinosaurs from 100 million years ago is quite limited. So we get little, very specific and highly accurate clues, but it's very difficult to extrapolate from those clues to sort of these bigger questions. But it is becoming,
yeah.
Science, it is becoming more accessible to scientific methods. And I think that's the reason why we're seeing so much revision. You know, all this revision is good news because, you know, we're sort of zeroing in on a more precise understanding of what these ancestors actually were. It's amazing they were around for so long too. Like, how long were these pterosaurs around? Like 50 million years or maybe 70 million years? It's a long time for a species to exist.
Yeah. どっちかというと個人的には羽毛生えててほしいと思ってたんだけど。
Do you think, I mean, if you had to guess as a non-expert, what do you think, when we eventually figure this out, what do you think the answer is going to be?
I don't know. I want them to, I don't know. I hope they were fluffy. Because I feel like that will result in more colors.
Mm. The color stuff is a lot of that is
and like patterns and stuff.
It's like if courtship you look at, and attracting.
Yeah, I mean if you look at our current. Ah, でもな、もともと、でもそうだよね。例えばこう、今地球上にも子供の時は産毛みたいなのが生えてて、大人になるにつれ抜けていくっていう、例えば象とかサイみたいなさ、
mm.
こうツルツルした。 動物っているけど、うん、その灰色とかじゃん
うん、
なんかこういろんなさまざまな色があってとか、同じ種でもいろんな別の色で It comes in different colors みたいな、
うん、
なんかそういうの見てないから。
Pterosaurs are not birds are not descended from pterosaurs, right? They're descended from dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So, それがね、ちょっと混乱しそうになるけど、翼竜はだから恐竜ではないんだよね。
I'm saying no feathers. That's my bet.
Yeah, that's definitely possible, yeah. なんかこのさっき読んだノートの仮に羽毛が生えてた場合の部分もなんだ、だから少なくとも今回の論文を書いた人たちは多分だから翼竜に羽毛が生えてなかった方がいろんなことがメイクセンスすると思ってると思うんだよね、うん、あのなのでだから翼竜には羽が生えてなくて、恐竜は全部じゃないけれども、まあ、何個かの種に羽が生えてた、羽毛が生えてたとすると、うん、まあ、今あるエビデンスとか今ある仮説に、まあ、ちょうど合う形になるから、逆に翼竜に羽毛が生えてたってことになるともうちょっとめんどくさいことになるっていうか、もっとなんかじゃあなんでこれはこうなんだろうみたいなのが増えちゃうんだと思うんだよね。
うん。Like if we had a simulation and we put the feathered version and the bald version in the simulation, you know, it would, if it was an accurate simulation, one of them would do better than the other one.
Mm, mm.
And, I mean, we don't know that the evolving feathers was a path that was sort of parsimonious to evolve. Mm. I don't think it's likely, but I don't think
well,
that
we'll
it's impossible for a big flying thing to not have feathers. I don't know if you can you like shave a bird? Can it still fly? Or are the feathers like crucial for controlled flight? Because you know bats don't really have controlled flight. They're sort of, you know, flipping out, going all over the place, right? Like bats. And they can't.
Well, at least it looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's a bunch of energy going,
yeah.
being wasted, right? I don't know if that's true.
実際どうなのか分かんないけど、実際はどうなんだろうね。そこまで、I don't know.
Well,
but...
they catch insects, so they must be precise.
Right?
But it doesn't look efficient.
Looks... Yeah.
You know, when you see...
みたいな、すごい大変そうだもんね。
Yeah. And how much energy can that thing possibly have? It's so small.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to run out of power and fall out of the sky. So these oh. things, I wanted to mention, these things were 7 meters across, like their wingspan. You know, so I think a lot of the questions that need to be answered to get some clarity on the feather issue without just looking at DNA is sort of a thermal question, you know, because if you have really big wings like that, you know, that has thermal implications because it's just a huge amount of surface area.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you need that to be hua hua to survive? Or
well, it depends on where they lived, right? I guess.
It was warm back then, right? I mean, not maybe not the whole time, but
I don't know.
Well, one of the researchers said exceptional claims require exceptional evidence. You know, so the claims of feathers requires exceptional evidence. Yeah. But I don't really know how we figure out, like, which one is the default? You know what I mean?
You mean like for hypothesis?
Like you would also need exceptional claims to say that they don't have feathers, or exceptional evidence to claim that they don't have feathers.
Yeah, but so ただ多分だからさっき言ったようにない方が他の要素が it makes sense だから。 多分あるっていう方が、うん、今の段階ではあるっていう方が exceptional evidence 必要なんじゃない。
うん。
いや、っていうことだと思うよ。
いや。
その他の要素を加味した時にっていうね。次。先週木曜日、アマゾンが家庭用監視ドローン、リング・オーウェイズ・ホーム・キャムを発表しました。価格は$249、日本円でおよそ26,000円で、来年から販売開始されます。普段は箱型のドックにはまっていますが、異常な音などを察知すると確認しに行ったり、家主の外出中に家の中を飛び回り、全自動で見回りをします。リングはこれまで従業員が顧客の動画に勝手にアクセスしたり、監視カメラがハッカーに乗っ取られるなど、プライバシー関連の問題を何度か起こしていますが、今回の製品は飛んでいる間のみカメラが作動し、ドックにはまっている間は物理的にレンズがブロックされているほか、今後撮影した動画をすべてエンドツーエンド暗号化するオプションを追加する予定です。
Last week on Thursday, Amazon announced the release of a new home-purpose surveillance drone called Ring Always Home Cam. The drone costs $249, or around 26,000 yen, and will be available from next year. While it is usually seated on its cubic dock, when it detects a suspicious sound, it will fly to the location to check. It can also fly around the house patrolling while the owner is not home.Ring has faced some privacy and security issues, such as employees accessing customer video data and surveillance cameras being hacked. However, the drone will only film or record while in flight and have the camera physically obscured while it is in the dock. Furthermore, there will be the option of having all video transmission protected with end-to-end encryption.
So, これ面白い点が2つあって、まあ、1つは単純に製品の内容。で、もう1つは、レセプションというかどういうふうに受け止められているかっていうことなんだけど、
うん、
あれ見た？アマゾンが公開した動画、これの。
I might have seen like a GIF of it kind of flying around a little bit, but I didn't watch そうそう the real video.
なんかまあ、男の人が自宅の外にいて、うん、いるときに、あ、誰かが侵入してますっていうのを携帯でこう受け取って、こう見てるんだよね、うん、ドローンが撮影している動画を。でそうするとドローンはこう家の中飛び回って侵入してきた人にこう近づいていくんだけど、もちろんカメラがついてるから、
うん、
こ
う
家主はさ自分の携帯でそのあこんな人が自分の家に入ってるっていうのを、まあ、真正面から見ることができますみたいな。で、
It doesn't attack them or anything, right? It doesn't have like pepper spray or like
アタックはしないけど、まあ近づい、まあ、多分ドローンだから結構音もすごいしウィーンみたいな、うん、でまあこうすごい近づいてくるから威嚇要素はあるよね、もちろん。でカメラついてるのももちろん見えるし、あ、撮影されてるみたいな、まあ、かなり
if the intruder like swats at it with a rolled up newspaper or something, it doesn't have any like evasive maneuvers, does it? Or does it just get smacked?
どうなんだろうね、その
like, does it keep a safe distance to monitor?
I guess I don't know、
hmm.
まあ動画見る限りそんな めちゃくちゃ急に近づいてる感じではなかったから、hmm. まあ十分その相手を撮影できるぐらいの距離だったけど、まあかなりディストピア感っていうかその、まあ、当然全自動だから自分がこう家にいて何もね、ラジコンみたいに操作する必要もなく勝手に作動して勝手に飛び始め勝手にそのお隣侵入者の方に向かっていって勝手に全部撮影するっていう。
And it also goes back to the dock and lands and charges itself?
I think so, yeah. Otherwise it's so useless, right? It's just like sitting on the floor every single time. That's dumb. で、まあすごい未来感があるなっていう感じなんだけど、
うん、
アメリカの記事とかを結構見てると本当になんていうんだろうね、この製品自体がどうっていうのはちょっとひとまず置いといたとして、アマゾンやっぱちょっと嫌われてんなっていうそのこの商品、まあ、確かにリングは今までさっき言ったみたいにプライバシー問題なんかが起こしているんだよね。ただその今回この商品に限ってじゃあ具体的に何かプライバシー プライバシーとかセキュリティの面でものすごい懸念があるかっていうと、まあ、実際そういうわけでもない、うん、ただめちゃくちゃ批判してる記事が多くて Verge くらいかな、まあ、まあそこまでみんなが言うほど悪くなくないみたいなトーンだったけど基本的にはもうディストピアでAmazon がもうさらに自分の家の中を見ようとしてるみたいな、
うん、
すごい批判のトーンでやっぱり書いてあってこれはすごく面白いなって個人的には思ったんだけどその商品どうこうっていうよりかはそのアマゾンっていう会社の姿勢についてみんながそもそも疑問に思ってるとか批判的な気持ちがあるからまあこういうものを出した時にやっぱりすごい批判にさらされてしまうなっていう
But they went out of their way to put the little thing that blocks the lens when it's docked
そう
But it probably has microphones that are on all the time
またやっぱりその警察とねリングで結構連携して、まあ、データを警察に渡しますよとか、うん、でもちろんそれはその商品持ってる人の同意が必要なんだけど、
うん、
まあピアプレッシャーじゃないけど、
うん
まあ、そのユーザーも渡さなきゃいけないかなっていう風に圧をかけられるんじゃないかとか、まあ、いろんな懸念はされていてなんだろうだからそもそもこうアマゾンがみんなのプライバシーにガンガン入ってくるでそれがさらにどんどん広がってるでそのどんどん商品が出てどんどん広がってるとか、まあ、その独占禁止法的な意味でも、ね、もうプラットフォームもやります中のコンテンツもやりますものも作りますみたいなプライベートブランドで自分のものが一番売れるようにアマゾンの中でトップに持ってきますとかこうガンガンやってるその感じがやっぱりみんなこうあまり信頼してないっていうかそういうのもあるのかなって思ったけど。
Mm. Well, it's sort of just in the category of products that I think somewhat predictably gets this kind of reaction lately.
Yeah. なんかやっぱ巨大すぎちゃって、その企業の規模とか稼いでるお金の額も普通に想像もできないよ。なんかもうすごいじゃん。
Mm.
信じられない規模だから、そうするとやっぱり。まあ、なんていうんだろうね問答無用にちょっと怖いみたいな出てきちゃうのかなっていうのも思ったし、
mm. Well, I think it's a good sounds like a useful product and people who don't want it you know, it's not like someone's gonna install it in their house without their permission but I, I do understand that there's some concerns that this sort of technology being rolled outAt large scale is going to provide a lot of training for AI facial recognition as well as sort of similarly to the iRobot data. They will be able to map the inside of a lot of people's homes and that will be useful for future robotics applications, you know, whether it's like a spot type Boston Dynamics robot thing or whatever. But certainly they're getting a lot out of it. I mean, that's tends to be the case with most of these IoT products lately.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's similar to, you know, the Tesla self-driving. Everyone's training an algorithm, and that algorithm can be, you know, rolled out to all the devices and make them smarter. So this drone will probably get better over time also. You know, it'll be impossible to smack it with a stick. It'll just be like the Matrix.
なんかねやっぱりこうなんていうのすごいいろんなイノベーションを起こしているし、まあ、そういう起こしている会社を買ってもいるし、まあ、その過程でスタートアップ潰れたりとか、ね、何週間か前にその話も紹介したけど、
うん、
こうみんながアマゾン使ってるけど、
うん、
こうすごい愛されているわけではないっていうこの謎の状況ってこうアマゾンからするとどうすればいいのかなとかそういう視点も面白いしこの間宮川さんがリビルドでも話してたけど Amazon がポッドキャストを始めますっていう、まあ、Amazon ミュージックでポッドキャストの提供を始めますっていうことで、
うん
まあ、うちも何人かメッセージもらったじゃんなんでリビルドとバイリンガルニュースないじゃんみたいな、
うん、
で、あの宮川さんも言ってたけど、うちもあの声掛けはしてもらって、その時もやっぱり思ったけど、一番あのもちろんその中の人、こう声かけてきてくれたアマゾンの中の人はもう大変誠実で丁寧にあのメールをくれたので、その中の人の問題というよりは多分会社全体の話なんだけど、
うん、
なんかこう何の話か全く分からない状態で NDA が一番最初に送られてくるっていう、
うん、
あのそれってやっぱり自分が社会人生活してて一回もないから
、うん、
あのこれ多分宮川さんも言ってたけど、何にサインするのか分かんないから、もうさすがにそれはねサインすることできないと思って、
Well, things seemed fine and then I was going through it very carefully and found things.
Oh, no, I'm talking about NDA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember they were like, oh, please sign this before we tell you what this is about, みたいな。さすがにそれは珍しいじゃん。だ多分 Amazon みたいな大企業だから、それが通用する場面もあるのかもしれないけど、さすがにちょっと。
well,
まずちょっとまず何の話かだけ教えてほしいなみたいな。で、まあその話をしたら、まあこうこうね、そういうことなんですっていうことだった。で、まあうちもリビルドとまあ同じようにその規約に同意しかねる部分があったから、まあ今の段階ではちょっと難しいですねっていうことで載せないことにしたけど、
うん、
でその後にあの宮川さんと私が個人的に話しているときに、まあリンクを送ってもらって、そこでこうアメリカでまずいろんなポッドキャスターたちに声をかけ始めたときに、最初の規約ではアマゾンの批判をしないことっていうのが書いてたっていう、
うん、
でそれもポッドキャスターの人たち NDA を結ばされた状態でその規約が送られてきたんだけど、みんなすごく怒ってあの公開したんだよね、うん、こんなことを言われてるみたいな。でさすがに多分やばいと思ってその項目は削除したらしくて、なので日本で、まあ、私たちとかリビルドに声をかけてくれた時には、まあ、その項目は消えてたんだけど、さすがに、
うん、
ただその最初にそれが入ってたって、まあ、消したとしても最初にそれを入れようとしたっていうこと自体がやっぱりちょっとうーんっていう感じはあるよね、
yeah.
あの完全にあのもちろん言われたくない気持ちは全然わかるじゃん。例えばうちらも iTunes とかに出してて、もちろん Apple の悪口とかさ、その言われたくはないだろうし、その自分のプラットフォームにあるのに、
mm-hmm.
ただそれをやってしまうと、まあ、普通に検閲だからね、なんか何も言えなくなっちゃうというか、
うん、mm-hmm. Well I don't particularly dislike Amazon. You know, I use their services for a reason. And I mean, they are sort of the epitome of this giant evil, you know, umbrella corporation type thing. I mean, that's definitely true. But, but the world we live in has, there are many things that are good about these changes too, and we're sort of naturally being nudged into, you know, what sort of feels like a corner, but I don't know. I guess, I mean, no one has to use Amazon, but
まあだからいつも言ってるけど、問題はその独占禁止法問題というか、そのアルターナティブがないこととかあっても、こういう企業が巨大すぎて潰されてしまって出てこない、mm-hmm. 出てこれない、だからその一個のサービスを全員で使い続けるしかないみたいな状況になってしまってるから、
That's happened in many different industries and
yes, and that's a problem, you know. So まあ使う側はもちろんすごい便利だしいい面もあるけど、
I think it has had, you know, on the one hand, people probably buy more garbage that they don't need, but having physical stores everywhere just seems like devastating to the planet. You know, just building, having stores and moving stuff to stores and people go to the stores, and it's just total redundancy, you know, for most things that's just
a total waste. Yeah, I think the problem is like not It's more like だからさっき言ったようにそのプラットフォームを提供している側がコンテンツも作ってしまうっていう、
うん、
そこでアルゴリズムとかを自由にいじれるみたいなことになるとやっぱりどうしても独禁法めっちゃ引っかかってんじゃないのみたいな感じになっちゃうから、うん、なんだろう、そういう意味での多様性が全くなくなっちゃう。
But、we have these、sort of moral conflicts about pretty much every major corporate entity, you know, that exists. And I really can't think of a company that's just absolutely perfect. I mean, I have my favorites, obviously. But, you know, I think it's about...Pragmatically, it's about legality, and if we don't like things that are legal, then we should think about、legislation. So,
right,
yeah.
ちょっとここでさっきさあの収録前に言ってたやつちょっと誰かに私本当に教えてほしいから今言いたいんだけどいい？あのさっきねこのポッドキャストセットアップしてる時に私がマイケルに言った愚痴とそのIT 業界の皆様に聞きたいんだけど毎回例えばそのじゃあポッドキャスト撮りますって言った時にじゃあこのマイケルと喋るため の, この画面ねマイケルがここに映りますっていうウィンドウを開いてでオーディオのソフトウェアを開いてでメモが書いてる Google ドック開いてで Chrome 開いてでそのウィンドウをこうもうオプティマイズするのに、まあ、画面をちっちゃくしたり大きくしたりで同時にこれが見えてないといけないからとかさ動かすわけじゃん、
うん、
これをさパソコン側で覚えておいてくれて毎週木曜日にこのポッドキャストみたいなショートカットを押したら一気にこれがパッとオプティマイズされた状態でスクリーンがもうさこうなるって覚えておいてもらうっていう技術はさないのかな、うん、
It seems like it would exist And it seems like you know, at any given momentI should be、yeah. able to do, you know, function key something and set a shortcut for this particular set of applications.
じゃあアプリの宿題を作るときはこれをこれとこれとこれとこれを開いてこう全部同時に見たいからこの何ウィンドウは縦長にしてこれは左に置いてとかさそれもこう宿題っていうショートカットを押したらもう全部一気にそれがバッと開くみたいな。
うん、
でさっきマイケルに言ってたのはそっから先一歩進んでそのあ先週はじゃあ430エピソード収録して430番って書いてあるノートを Google ドックで開いてたから今週はじゃあ431って書いてあるノートを見るんだなって自動でこう分かってくれてそれを
Now you're getting lazy.
開くっていう
欲張り
なんかそのスクリーンをだから覚えておいてほしいんだよね、
yeah. It's like a snapshot ofWhat's going on your machine?
そう。それってできないのかな?
There must be a way. We're both just not...
誰か
we don't
教えてほしい。
It's probably what's yeah. happening. And if there isn't a way to do that, then...
それできたらめちゃくちゃ便利なんだけど。でしかもやっぱ収録するときにさ、あの、他のいらないものを全部閉じるじゃん、一回。なんかあったら嫌だから。Mm. そうなるとやっぱじゃあ、今週末宿題作るときにはまた一から全部開いてっていうのがなっちゃうからさ。
うん、but things don't work that smoothly. Have you noticed all the different services that have gone down in the last couple days and all the different breaches and leaks and hacking? Apple services went down, Amazon,
Apple? Like what?
AWS went down.Microsoft 365 went down. Twitter API keys and tokens were leaked. The Bing mobile yeah. app had a leak of like 6.5 terabytes of search data. You know, so
what
a bunch of people.
What happened with Apple?
I don't know. People were just saying that Apple, like iTunes, went down. I don't
did
know.
Did you get the new iOS? 14?
Yeah. Yeah.Well, I had to get it before it came out for development.
なんかさ、この写真がさ、最初に、私まだ何もカスタマイズしてないんだけど、なんか上にさ、フォトが、ウィジェットの、何、トップにフォトが来てて、
うん、
それが地味になんか嬉しい。
the widgets.
自分の子供の写真が出てくるから、かわいいみたいな。I don't know.
We can make a... Well, I'm designing a widget for our app that might be useful. Since widgets are so hot right now.
Yeah.
そうだね。Like this security stuff around the ring and other like IoT, like online devices is, it's really getting intense, you know? So their decision to just have it physically cover the lens is on some level, it's just like, you know what? We just can't have the credibility in terms of that camera not being, you know, people just don't believe or trust that lens unless it's physically covered. You know, we're really at that stage now where even the largest companies in the world, they can't tell you, oh, that camera is just, it's not on, don't worry. Because we're at a point where we just don't believe it anymore.
Yeah, so this one's especially interesting, てか funny, because その Amazon の人ももちろんそのイッシューは理解してるから、このドローンはprivacy you can hear みたいなこと言ってて、つまりドローンってすごいうるさいから、それがブーンって言ってる間は撮影してるって誰でもわかる。で、ブーンって言ってない時は撮影してないって逆にわかるから、もしかして今カメラついてるかもしれないとか心配しなくてもいいっていう。それは据え置き型のね、そういうデバイスとはちょっと違うよね。
The noise is a problem with drones.
そうなの。だから一個、まあいろんな記事に書いてあったけど、その自分が寝てる時とかに、まあなんかが落っこちたりとかして、ドローンが作動してしまうと、まあうるさいから自分が起きちゃう可能性はあるよねっていう。
If someone flies a drone up to your house or like into your house, will your drone take off and like confront the intruder drone?
I guess.
Or like you wouldn't react, right? If someone was flying a drone to your house or into your, through your window or something, you'd just be like, oh, you know, my drone's just doing a routine check.
Ah, そういうこと? Right. まあ、どういうシチュエーションって感じでもあるけど。
But if everyone has those, then the drone noise isn't going to be that alarming to you, right? If you have one.
But it's so loud, though.
But the intruder's drone.
I really hate it.
It has a scary sound.
I can't imagine having it in... I mean, I guess if you live in the States, your house is really big. You know, if you live in some naka in the States, like your house is huge and you don't really hear it even if like you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in, you know, some other room. でもなんか東京に住んでて自分のアパートでドローン飛んでたら地獄なんだけどみたいな。超うるさいよ。しかもね、結構やっぱ大きい感じなんだよね。
Really?
なんか、うん、こんなぐらい。
Oh, so it's like a Roomba. Little smaller than a Roomba?
ルンバよりちょっとちっちゃいのかな。まあそのダークは真四角な感じで、その上部分がパカッと外れて、なんだろうね。タケコプターみたいな形。
Why didn't
もうちょっとバーキーな。
Why didn't Roomba ever get into like home security? Because if there's a weird sound...What if your Roomba,
Roomba can go check,
you know, has
out.
Cameras on it and stuff, and it can just drive over there, right? And be like, hey, you know, I'm calling the cops, right? And if some Roomba comes up and says, I'm calling the cops, I just leave, right?
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to fly.
てか、今思ったんだけどさ、その、異常な音を察知とかっていうけど、どんだけじゃあスピーカーいいやつ積んでんだろうね。超センシティブなスピーカーってこと？だってさ、部屋のどこに置くのか知らない、家のどこに置くのか知らないけど、例えばリビングに置いてあって、少なくとも玄関から誰かが入ってきた時には聞こえないって意味ないし、とか。
You know there's gonna be stories where you just make a weird noise and then it comes over.
Yeah.
It's not an intruder or anything.
その細かいとこよくわかん、まあまだ発売してないから、そういう細かいとこよくわかんないけど。
But what sort of noise is gonna set it off?
I don't really know.
Like what is it listening like? Because yeah. I get up at like 2 in the morning and make a sandwich sometimes, and I'm sure that drone would like fly over and like try to arrest me.
ね、どうなってんのね。なんかまあアプリとかで 外出してるかしてないかとかはお知らせしとくんだろうけど。I don't know.
Did you see the、coffee maker that someone hacked?
What? No.
Yeah, so...
For what?
The coffee maker says, you know, go to this link and send me Bitcoin or else you can't make、
what?
Coffee anymore.
What? Uza.
But IoT hacking has gone up by 35% in、
Jeez.
This year.
Yeah.
And、there's just been a massive, massive increase in both the sophistication of hacking and the frequency、of hacking. And、there are crazy tools now that will like scan all the TCP ports on the internet in like 4 minutes, like the entire freaking internet.、and they have AI tools now. So,
but who's going to pay this ransom money?For the coffee machine.
Well, if you want your、
That's、
coffee
so
machine、
dumb.
Back. So maybe the ransom's like $20, but it's like an $80 coffee machine. Then you're better off like paying the ransom than going、
What?
And buying a new coffee machine, I guess. But there's so much ransomware now. So there are like schools、
yeah.
and hospitals and stuff that have had their systems shut down.And it's like they have to send a bunch of money、
right.
or else, you know, they can't access any of their, you know, people's medical files. And I mean, just within the last 2 days, within the last two、
right.
days, schools, hospitals, 911 call disruptions, like super large scale. I don't know if it's coordinated, but there's in the last 2 or 3 days, there's just been a lot of hacking and...I don't know if it's always like this, but so Microsoft、released a report called the Digital Defense Report,、and they're saying that it's gotten much, much worse, and it's going to get much, much worse than it is now. And so, you know, so everyone needs to just have a crazy freak. If you have a password that you can remember using、
yeah.
your brain, if you can remember your password, it's not a password.I can crack it. Anyone can crack it. If it's like, you know, Starfish 70, you're toast. Forget about it.
I'm not like, I don't think I'm overly scared of it. But then at the same time, like, I don't want to have to worry about it. Do you know what、I mean?
Everyone's
like, all kinds of different appliances. That's kind of, that's such a pain. So like, for example,、
yeah.
a lot of people use, IoT baby monitor、and like they keep recording stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd never want that, like, after seeing so many articles about, like, those being hacked.、
Yeah.
So I got the Bluetooth version, and it doesn't record、anything. It's just Bluetooth. So, yeah, I guess if you come near my place and try to hack it, maybe they can. But, you know, you have to be physically, like, really close to the device.、And it's not recording anything, so people can't really, like, you know, access the...videos or whatever of my baby sleeping とか
but your phone, your computer, you know, one of the things that's happening now is、people are infiltrating what would otherwise be very secure networks by using phishing attacks、on people that have access to that network.
Right.
So you can have the best security in the world, but if someone texts you, you know, oh, there's some, you know,we tried to deliver a package and you weren't home or something and you click、
yeah.
that link, they can just bug your phone and now they can get access to, you know, whatever super secure、
yeah.
infrastructure、
so、
that
like,
you have access to.
These emails are usually like sketchy.
They're not anymore.
Right, like, well, some of it, yeah, but mostly it's kind of like, yeah, yeah, like the bank. Whoa, 誰か来たよ。
Hold on a second.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
なんか結構分かりやすいの多いけど、この間カウボーイ聞いてたら、あの田中さんが、田中さんへっていうメッセージがあって、そこでこう、木村拓哉ですみたいな。
うん。
で、それって多分なんか田中っていう名字がすごい多いから、 その数打ち当たれで、まあ、田中さんっていう人に届けばいいやみたいなで、あ、キムタクって思っちゃう人を狙ってるのかもしれないんだけど、本当にまさに田中さんだったし、うん、しかもキムタク個人的に知ってるから騙されそうになったって言ってて、そういうなんか奇跡的なマッチングもあるんだと思ったそれは確かに危ないなみたいな。
Yeah, it's easy to do any like a オレオレ type fraud with common names.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So if you have a common name, you, I guess you should be a little more careful.
So, 次。
In a new study published in eLife by researchers at Washington State University, a genetic switch was found which enables adult skin to repair itself like developing newborn skin. The researchers compared genes in developing and adult skin and found that developing skin has a protein transcription factor called LEF1, which switches on a gene that enhances skin regeneration. The researchers tried activating the LEF1 factor in compartments of adult mouse skin and found that it enhanced the ability to heal without scarring. It also induced the growth of new hair follicles capable of making goosebumps. The research has implications for treating wounds as well as potentially preventing or reversing the aging of skin.
eLife に掲載されたワシントン州立大学の研究チームの研究で、成人の皮膚が発達中の新生児の皮膚のように自身を修復できるようになる遺伝子スイッチが見つかりました。チームは発達中の皮膚と成人の皮膚の遺伝子を比較し、発達中の皮膚には皮膚の再生を促進する遺伝子をオンにする LEF1 と呼ばれるタンパク質転写因子があることを発見しました。その LEF1 因子を生体マウスの皮膚で活性化させてみると、傷跡を残さずに怪我などを治癒する能力が高まっていることを発見しました。また鳥肌が立つのに必要な新しい毛包の成長も誘発されていました。この結果は怪我の治療のほか、老化予防や老化の逆転に役立つ可能性があります。え、これ大人はこれがオフになってんの？
Yeah. Well, that gene is off.
Why?
I mean, this is in like babies.
Yeah.
You know. So, even if you're not an adult, I think this transcription factor may be less active.
Why is that? Why can't we keep it?
And live forever.
It's crazy. Yeah. だってさ、本当に思うもん。あの、息子を見てると転んだりとかした時に、結構なんだろう。前もなんか坂道を走ってて結構派手に転んだのね、
うん、
で膝がこうすりむいて結構ねへこむぐらい えぐれるっていうか、ちょっとね、
うん、
すごい痛そうだったんだけど、それも自分だったら絶対もう一生傷跡残るけど、
うん、
もう今何にもないもん、つるりーんってなってる。
Yeah.
素晴らしいよ。
More stem cells, more active. And, yeah. You know, even, I mean, adults have the same regenerative capabilities. It's just very slow.
Yeah.
And our cell renewal rate is slower.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we don't have enough of those stem cells,
you know,
doing stuff.
さすがみたいな。
And would you sign up for... What is this? What?
Human trial?
This LEF1. I mean, if they had ads on TV tonight on TV, you see an ad. It says LEF1. This
sign me up. Make sign your me skin, up now.
This will make your skin baby skin.
Yes, please. You know?
And,
any day.
It costs $1 trillion.
It's so sad.
Only Bezos.
When... No, seriously, like when, because I'm looking at my son every single day, all day, right? I mean, he's tangled up in me 24/7 now. So, you know, I see his face really up close all the time. And once in a while, I look myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay, you know? I'm okay for a 33-year-old. But still, sometimes it's shocking, like, whoa, wow. the difference is staggering. Like, his skin has nothing. Like,
it's like trees or something.
Color is totally consistent. Like, do you know what I mean? The color consistency?
There's no like, history.
Yeah, there's no history. He's
brand new.
Totally. Yeah. So, and my eyes are used to that now, you know, no pores, no nothing.
Mm.
And then I have to look myself in the mirror and be like, okay, well, yeah.
We've reality. Been in the sun and like just so drying out in the air for like
yeah, 30 and years. And his like elbows and knees, you know, they're like not used. So it's almost like he doesn't have elbows and he doesn't have knees. It's the same as the rest of the skin. Good. Do you know what I mean though? Like,
well, not having elbows or knees would be really wacky.
Joint wise, he does, but skin wise, it's
like elbow
the same
skin.
As the rest of the, yeah, we have elbow skin, right? We have elbow skin. We have knee skin. Those are different from the rest of the skin. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't have that.
It's more
the same everywhere. Like his face, his facial skin and his knees and elbows are the same, which is not the case for me.
Well, I'm glad your face isn't made of elbow skin. That would be the worst. If your elbow skin was...
No, but the point is, like, his elbow skin is just like his face. So, you know, it's interchangeable.
You get plastic surgery and they use your elbow skin? Why?
Yeah, why?
It doesn't match at all.
Yeah, すごいんだよ、本当に。
What's the closest thing to this right now? I know people are like soaking their faces in blood from like, I don't know. People are doing wild stuff. There's like people are getting their faces shot with a laser. And
yeah, I've done that. I love it. Oh. I love it. It works.
Shoot me in the face with a laser. I love it.
It's not that pain. I mean, I guess it depends on what you do. It comes in different prices too, but
it's just a laser, right? How it shouldn't be expensive. It's like, it's dinky. I mean, obviously there's a machine and there's staff and all that crap, but
yeah, I don't know what. めっちゃね、いろんな種類あるからよくわかんないけど. でも.
In this lab, they made their sequence data available. I want to say they put their RNA sequence data available for this project on skinregeneration.org. So if you're someone who, I don't know, understands stuff like that, go for it.
This would be amazing.
Would you get the, I forgot to ask, but would you get that flying drone thing?
No. In my tiny Tokyo apartment, no way. No need.
Yeah. Well, if you were in a big house somewhere, would that... imagine yourself like you're P. Diddy, right? And you got this giant mansion.
Yeah, if I were P. Diddy, I would probably get this because...
You'd get like
three. これちょうど最近よく考えるんだけど、 私は東京に住んでいて、 東京のしかももう、
何真ん中に住んでるから、家も全然大きくないわけじゃん。その分、なんだろう。その分、こう、部屋、家の中に、例えば知らない人が仮にいたとしたらすぐわかるんだよね。その、すぐわかるし、例えば息子がどの部屋にいるかなんて見なくてもわかるわけ。うん。He's like a drone。だし、まあ、こう、タワーマンションだから、セキュリティも結構頑丈で、 例えば窓から誰か覗かれるとか絶対、まあ、回数もあるからありえないし、その、自分の家の中に誰かが侵入するためには、まあ、いろんな監視カメラとか警備員とかくぐり抜けないといけないわけね。で、それにもう慣れきってしまってるから、例えばその、アメリカに行って、夫の親戚の家とか泊まった時に、すごい怖いの。なんか、窓とドアが、 もう、むき出しじゃん。なんていうの?その、知らない人がドアに近づこうと思ったら誰でも近づけるし。 They do. in the States.
窓から覗こうと思えば誰でも覗けるし、
うん、
こうそれが当たり前の人にとっては多分私が言ってること逆に何言ってんだって思うかもしれないんだけど、まあ、私実家は一軒家だったからその一軒家住んでる時は何も思ってなかったんだけどね、うん、ただ今この高層のマンションに慣れちゃうとなんか特にアメリカだと銃とか持ってるしさ、その銃持ってる人が自分の窓とかドアむき出しのところに近づいてこれるって思うだけでめちゃくちゃ怖いんだけど、さらにセレブの家とか私なんかセレブの家のなんかレアルエステイトウェブサイトみたいに載せた家みたいのをフィーチャーしてるインスタのページがあるのね、それ見るの好きなんだけど、
うん、
ああいうの見てるとそれこそ本当に息子が例えば走り回ってどこにいるかなんて絶対分かんないじゃん、広すぎて。
Well, they have a lot of security. If you're P. Diddy, you know, you've got
yeah, but like if you live
Rottweilers in this, and
yeah, but like if
drones.
You live in this huge mansion, you can easily lose your child. Like, have you seen these mansions? It's crazy. Like, you can scream and the other person will not hear you, even though you're in the same house. So, なんかそういうのを考えたときに、だからある意味誰かが侵入してきてても多分何時間も気づかない。その侵入した人が例えばトイレ行ったりお風呂入ったりしても多分気づかないレベルみたいな。
Well, people have found someone like living in their basement,
right?
Or living in their attic,
yeah, that's so
and they
scary.
Had been living up there, you know, like watching Netflix for like months.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
scary.
I mean, you have a very comfortable position in terms of security. You know, if you're living in the States and you know they're I don't know, defunding the police and people are doing wild stuff, you're not going to feel very safe. And even, I mean, before any of this stuff happened, when I would go, you know, when I went to like Palm Springs, you know, I see dangerous people. Anytime you go to CVS, there's two or three meth heads there. And there are people that will confront you and try to take your money. And that's normal. That was happening all the time. You know, there's just... I had to give away my coconut water. That shit was like $5. I had to get... Because this lady was just like confronting me and she just went back to her, you know, meth head friend who is like in the some car like waiting for her to... You know, because they're just driving around parking lots like...
And like
there's so many
the
homeless
gated,
people. Homeless people just the, shooting up heroin on the steps of Wells Fargo. Saw that. You know,
even the gated community. So my husband's aunt, she lives in Florida. She lives in the gated community. When we go there, we stay there. And yeah, there is a gate and you need to push
keep
numbers
the poor
to
people out.
Get in. But like, but it's kind of like you can easily climb that.
So gated community is not enough.
So it's kind of like, what's the point of this gate? I don't really get it.
Well, if I lived in the States, I would own a firearm and I would shoot anyone that came onto my property and tried to come into my house and threaten me.
Clint Eastwood,
jump.
Yeah,
just
my
like
lawn.
Get off my lawn. I don't trust you. If there are people on opiates, on meth, on PCP, on crystal, whatever, and they're going around breaking into homes and people are getting murdered, and I have my family in the house,
scary.
I'm sorry. You're dead, not me. 100% of the time. 100%.
So
I don't
like,
feel bad.
なんだっけ? Golden State Killer だっけ? いたじゃん? なんか70年代とか80年代にいろんなとこでもうめっちゃ人レイプしたり殺したりしてたやつがいて、去年ぐらいに捕まったんだけど、まあ、その人もがこうトラックの運転手かなんかをしてたのかな。だからいろんな州で同じような事件を起こしてて、その一つがまあカリフォルニアでデイビスでも起こしてたのね、その事件を。でその彼の手口もこう窓からまず覗いてどういう人が住んでるとか何時頃誰がいるとか、
うん、
ま、間取りとかをチェックしてたらしくて、なんか、まあ、日本だったらまだいいけど銃ないから、アメリカでどうやって安心して一軒家に住めばいいのか私は分かんないから、まあ、そしたらこのリングとかを買いたいってもう気持ちは分からなくもない。
It's not gonna do anything though. They're
but
just gonna shoot it and then they're gonna shoot you.
But at least like they can, I mean, law enforcement can figure out what happened or who did it.
But you're dead already. And
well, maybe
if,
I won't
if it's
die.
My house,
maybe.
But my job, if it's my house and I have a family, my job is to make sure that they're safe, you know? So I can't die because I still have a job to do if this guy's hanging around. And, you know, the drone's cool, you know, it has lights on it and it makes noise. But if there's a real threat, you know, with bad intentions, and there are people with bad intentions.
Yeah, but know? I think, like, when they try to, you know, invade your home,
But maybe I want to hear like where the intruder is, and I don't want this drone like getting in the way.
Like I was watching American Murder Neighborhood. Netflix の新しいドキュメンタリーがあって、それを昨日見たのね。でそこでもなんかその奥さんと子供2人が全然電話もつながらないし、アポイントもあったのにそれにも来なくて、で近所の仲いい人がなんかおかしいおかしいって言って警察を呼ぶのよ。でそのドアにさガラスはまってるじゃん、よくそのドアからこうみんな覗いて、であのポリスのカメラがドキュメンタリーの主役なのね。だから警察官の視点が全部見れるんだけど、だからその覗いてるとこも見えて、もう家の中丸見えなの。なんていうの、リビングとか全部丸見えで、それも衝撃だった。え、なんでドアに窓つけんのみたいな。丸見えじゃん。
They have that so you can see who's outside before you open the door. Because it's not safe to open the door without checking exactly who's outside in the States. Because someone could just pretend to be, you know, whatever,
yeah, but,
repairman.
But can't you just have that, this thing that, you know, I have on my door?
You can't see well enough with that thing.
But at least the other person cannot look inside.
Yeah, but it's more important that you can make sure that the pizza delivery guy actually has pizza, you know, and
or
isn't...
Or like, at least do something with the madori, so, you know, they can only look inside the genkan とかさ, not the whole thing, you know?
Well, I think it's more common now to have a solid, opaque door, and then there's a metal grate door behind that. So in the States, you have your nice-looking door, but then there's also this steel, stainless steel, like, security door that most people have. The homes have, like, two doors. Because you want a door that looks nice, but...
Yeah.
It also, you also need like a really strong door.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And those you can see through it because it's like a metal grate.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think about, like, how would you feel safe living in somewhere other than Japan?
like
I would
if
you
have
go to,
South
America or something, like everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people.
I would have to live in an apartment with guards.
With guards.
Yeah.
And it's sort of safety in numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to. And like when I was working in London, I was also in an apartment room and there was a guard, I know, at the lobby. That felt pretty safe.
In every movie, those guards just get like taken out in 2 seconds. He just gets strangled and like dragged behind the desk. But I think that's kind of realistic because if you're a guard for a building like that, you know, you haven't really dealt with a real threat like your entire career in Japan. You know, they're
just the fact that they're there, like people will not try to, for example, follow me, you know, through the door とか。そういう明らかに怪しいことはできないわけじゃん。
Do you think homes in the States are going to become more fortified? They're going to have like
the ones in Colombia?
Autonomous weapons.
Oh, autonomous weapons.
I would have like the laptop gun from this game called Perfect Dark. But it's like
I don't know how...
It's a turret on the wall and it has facial recognition and... It just shoots people that are bad.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know. なんかその まあ、コロナの前か始まった頃かな、なんかそのフェーズがあってアメリカに住んだ方がいいかなみたいな、まあ、いろんな理由で、
うん、
で家をすごい見てたんだけど、やっぱ、まあ、広いしさ、あの素敵な見た目の家もいっぱいあって、ただ自分がそこに住むって考えるとやっぱり、いや窓とドアやっぱ丸出し怖いってなっちゃって、
うん、
住めないって思っちゃった住んでる人も、
kind of too,
住んでる人もちろんいっぱいいるし、そのこれ聞いてる人でも住んでる人いっぱいいると思うから、なんかそれ別に何 No offense マジでだけど、その慣れの問題だからどうしても怖いなって思っちゃう。
What, How should people feel safe, you know, with their family who obviously, you know, they need to have they have responsibility to protect, you know, withoutsomething like a firearm,
just not live there.
that's not really fair,
like especially if it's a nice house.
Everyone should just live in like fancy high-rise mansions with bodyguards.
That's what, no, I would have to
can't.
Do
that's people what can't I would do have that to do. That's not realistic
Yeah. Well, まあだからそうね、アメリカに住んでたらこれ買いたいって思う人もいるかもね。
Oh, I think people should really appreciate the peace, the harmony, the safety in Japan. It may not always be this way, but it is an absolute treasure on this planet.
For sure.
To be able to feel safe and just relax.
Yeah.
And just focus onyou know, stuff you actually care about, which is not, you know, I don't want to feel like I need a gun. I don't want to feel like someone's, you know, on crazy drugs and going to try to rip my head off or eat my
yeah.
face in Florida or wherever.
Yeah.
So.
次.
In a study published on Monday in Nature Astronomy, astronomers confirmed the presence of 4 saltwater lakes beneath the ice at Mars's South Pole. The discovery was made using the MARSIS instrument on board the European Space Agency's Mars Express spacecraft,which is in orbit around Mars. The study was based on 134 observations from 2012 to 2019. MARSIS reflects radio waves off the layers of the Martian surface, providing clues to the materials within. The complex system of lakes is spread across an area of 75,000 kilometers, approximately one-fifth the size of Germany, called Ultimae Scopulae, and is approximately 1.5 kilometers below the surface.The largest lake is 30 kilometers, and the 3 other lakes are just a few kilometers across. The water is believed to be a hypersaline perchlorate brine.
今週月曜日に Nature Astronomy に掲載された研究で、天文学者のチームが火星の南極の氷の下に4つの塩水湖の存在を確認しました。この4つの湖は火星の軌道上にいる欧州宇宙機関のマーズエクスプレス宇宙船に搭載された MARSIS によって発見されました。この調査は2012年から2019年の間に行われた134件の観測に基づいています。MARSIS は火星表面のいくつかの層で電波を反射させ、地表の中にどんな物質が含まれているのか、その手がかりを提供します。今回発見された複雑な湖の自然体系はオーティミスコープリと呼ばれ、7万5000キロメートルものエリアにわたっており、これはドイツの約5分の1の大きさにあたります。水面下の深さはおよそ 1.5 キロメートルあると考えられます。最大の湖は幅30キロで、他の3つの湖は数キロです。湖の水は高塩分火塩素酸マグネシウムの塩水であると考えられています。
Yep.
Hmm.
It's a big deal.
すごいね。
So they had detected.
すごい、めっちゃ酸性ってことだよね。
Hmm. Hmm. They had so yeah they had detected the largest of these bodies of water.
Hmm.
In the past, I forget when exactly, and this confirmed that and found additional bodies of water and gave us more specific data as to... It was originally detected in 2018, I remember now. And so follow-up surveys with this MARSIS has allowed us to really map this out. And so we actually have a pretty good idea.
この地図みたいのがあるけど。So it's deeper in the middle ってこと? Does this indicate depth or...?
I believe so.
いや、そうだね。他に考えられないよね。そっか。1.5 キロ。
So I think a good way to think about what this means is to look at what has happened with Lake Vostok. You know Vostok.
Yeah.
Like the, we've talked about the Vostok core samples.
Right.
But Lake Vostok is like 4 kilometers below the surface in Antarctica. And the, that lake is 15 million years old. There has been no disruption of Lake Vostok. Well, until recently. Until humans drilled into it. But nothing had touched that lake, as far as we can tell, for 15 million years. So it's sort of an ancient and totally isolated ecosystem, at least for the last 15 million years, from the rest of the planet. And they took core samples of that in 2012. And they found a network of channels connecting these lakes that were below the ice, and and they found life down there, and they found a lot of different microbes living down there. But then this year, actually in March, there was a paper that found that there was fish DNA in the Vostok samples. And they found DNA that had a 97% match to cod. So they're pretty sure that there's a fish in Lake Vostok.
Wait, like currently?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's been isolated from the rest of the world for 15 million years.
Wow.
And that fish is in that lake. There's some ecosystem in that lake. But there's a full-on, like, fish.
I wonder what they look like.
Well, the fish in the Vostok Lake looks probably very similar to... I mean, actually, I don't know if it looks that similar. 3% is a big difference. But it's 97%. That cod, it's probably they came from the same ancestor, or they were the same thing 15 million years ago, and then some of them got trapped in that lake and lived the whole time.
この火星の湖もさ、深さ 1.5 キロってめちゃくちゃ深くない?湖にしては。
It's half the depth of Vostok.
Really?
Yeah. Vostok is 3.8 kilometers. And they were able to do that in 2012. We definitely have the technology
Vostok is... Well, it says 最大水深800メートルだよ.
For what?
The max depth.
Of
Vostok. It says it's 800 meters.
The depth of the lake?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the distance from the surface of the ice down to...
Oh, the ice. Oh, so
You have to drill from the surface of the ice all the way down to Vostok.
So the Mars one also includes the ice part?
well, there's 1.5 kilometers of ice, and then there's the lakes, at least the largest one. So you have 1.5 kilometers of ice that you would have to drill through.
Ah, so you mean か。あ、なるほどね。Yeah. あ、じゃあ最初のノートが私が間違ってんだ。水面下の深さじゃなくて、氷の深さが 1.5、その水面にたどり着くまでの氷の深さがってことね。
Mm.
I see, I see.
Yeah.
So we don't really know how deep the lake itself is on Mars.
That's difficult to, for us. I don't think they know that exactly from just from Mars's, but it would be very interesting if they accessed it, because that is one place to check for life.
Right.
And you would use a hot water drill, and it's basically a drill that has a hose to it, and then you send really hot water down to the drill bit, and basically the hot water melts the ice, and the drill, I mean, the drill is the hot water, basically.
Right.
But it just melts its way down, and you sort of let gravity just take it. But that's a very long hose. You know, a 1.5 kilometer.
Right.
In Vostok, they found what are called chemoautotrophs, which are organisms which consume inorganic chemicals. And they are from the pre-photosynthesis and pre-oxygen world. I mean, since oxygen comes from photosynthesis, but so they're very old creatures in Vostok. And so if there ever was life on Mars, it seems reasonable to assume that the early version of it would remain in the subsurface, these subsurface lakes. Yeah, so they should just send a drill over there, and you just poke a tiny, tiny hole, just a tiny bit. And then you let the water come in to the hole that you made, and it'll refreeze inside the hole, and then you re-core it out, and you take that piece out. So it's not like you have to go into the lake exactly. You let the lake kind of flow up the drill hole a little bit, and you collect, that's where you collect the sample. So it's not, I mean, obviously there are major concerns with contamination. I mean, Vostok had major concerns of contamination also, you know, so it's not that different.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's totally doable. Should do it.
どんどんいろんなことがわかるね。
I saw some memes of like Nestle spacecraft like heading to Mars.
Why Nestle?
I think that's because Nestle like takes control of various water sources of water like in the United States, and you know, they get like special rights to water, to bottle it up and stuff. So
right. Did you watch the debate?
I did, actually. Did you watch it?
Just like parts of it, just a little bit, but
you didn't watch the whole thing?
No. その、みんなのやっぱ一番最初のリアクションというか、一番多いリアクションがその、these two guys talking over each other. なんか、っていう時点ですごい、なんか、そこがやっぱ一番注目されちゃうってさ、そのディベートとして一番ダメじゃん。
Yeah. You want
ディベートとして
some order.
いや成り立ってないから、あのしかもこうやっぱりそのまあ私は面白いから、こう誰がなんて言ってるのかなっていうかさ、そのフォックス大好きみたいな人たちはどう見たのかなとか、あのそっちも見てたけど、やっぱ意見が全然違うから面白かった。
Yeah, so Trump supporters think that Trump absolutely dominated and Biden was doing nothing.
So Trump,
and
yeah, so
Biden supporters think the opposite.
Yeah.
They think Biden was absolutely crushing it, and Trump was Well, maybe not crushing it, but they think that Trump was, you know, they think Trump was embarrassing himself rather than performing well.
I mean, it was interesting because no one was really like, oh, Biden crushed it. You know, it was,
no one said that.
Kinda, yeah, that everyone up. Was kind of like, there's
I mean, Trump's, there are a few people. I'm sure there's one person.
Yeah, but Trump supporter は結構, wow, Trump がもう, he roasted Biden みたいな感じで言ってて、逆にあのデモクラツ側はどっちも恥ずかしいみたいなこと言ってる人が結構いたかなっていう印象だった。だから、まあ、
well,
バイデン、
I saw... go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I saw a lot of Republicans criticizing Trump for how he handled the debate.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure.
That he really missed a lot of opportunities to clarify his positions on things and take a stand on certain issues, and he kind of he just there were clear openings for Trump to do much better than he did, and I think that's an honest assessment, you know, that he totally bungled several layup issues. But yeah, it's all subjective. Depends who you ask.
私がそのところどころ見た感じ、どっちも国民のことを考えてないというか、そのお互いの個人攻撃みたいな感じになっちゃうと、国民って別にそのどっちが勝つって本来はどっちどうでもいいことじゃん。その問題が解決されればいいわけであって、そのこの人対この人って、まあ選挙だからそうなってるけど、それって別になんか利便性の問題であって究極、国民全体からすると、はい、じゃあこういう問題がありますで、それ解決してくれればそれは別に誰でもいいじゃん。なのに、なんかそれを忘れちゃってて、やっぱり勝ち負けっていう風に見てる、まあ、その本人はね、本人にとっては勝ち負けなんだけど、政治家にとってはで、国民にとっては別に本来は そこはどうでもいいことなのに、すごい個人攻撃してるから、なんか本来の目的を忘れてるっていうか、国民が置いてきぼりになってるなと思って、それはなんかどうなのって思ったけど。
Yeah, it's pretty consistent personal attacks from both of them, and
そう、なんだろう、そのトランプが確かに全然話させないし、もうずっと喋ってるし、もうなんか本当に黙ってっていう気持ちもわかるけど、そこでこう司会の人がさ、ちょっとトランプさん黙ってくださいって言った時にも、私が見た時はバイデンも Yeah, he can't do that みたいな感じでわざとこう煽るようなことを言ったりとか、なんかそれ絶対必要ないよねみたいな、そのバイデンはバイデンって、じゃあもっとハイホースっていうかさ、あの自分はもうそういう個人攻撃はしません、自分はトランプの土俵に乗りませんっていう方法もできたはずなのに、なぜか同じ土俵でこうやり合っちゃってるみたいな。
Biden was trying to act like Trump, and I think he's not as good at it, you know. So, you know, before they were turning the microphones off, and I would be somewhat surprised if they don't do that the next time around. Because, you know, microphones have an on and off, you know, so... You know, that, so that might help. I mean, if the moderator is unable to get the respect of the debaters, and, you know, there should have been, I think that Trump felt like the moderator was a bit unfair to him. And some of the questions sort of, you know, I think would be taken that way by Trump. But as soon as he feels that way, you know, he's like, well, now I'm, you know, at one point he's like, now I'm debating you instead of Biden, you know, and I'm not surprised. And I do think, you know, the moderator just really needs to stay out of the material and just focus on the way the conversation is happening.
Yeah.
Stop putting your opinion or, you know, having a question that's sort of loaded. You know, these things really take respect away from the moderator, and it illegitimizes the moderator. And so, you know, it becomes harder. You know, it's like the moderator should have gone full high horse, and Biden should have gone full high horse, and then, you know, Trump wouldn't be able to sort of get away with that, you know, because if he can just say, well, Biden was doing it too, then okay.
まあなんか個人的にはその現職の方に厳しい質問が来るっていうのはまあありだと思っているし、 その例えばすごいローデッなクエスチョンされたとしても、それは大統領側が落ち着いて答えればいいだけの話だから、なんだろうね、それは本人たち次第かなと思って、逆にそのモデレーターの人のがあまりにも大変すぎるというか、
There's also a panic for time. There's not enough time to answer the questions. You know, so Trump is panicking trying to get things in, and then if it's his last time to speak on an issue, and then Biden says something that he thinks is not true, it basically is impossible for him to not say something about it, you know? Like,
right.
He just can't do that. You know, just stand there and let Biden talk, and I think Biden would have some difficulty the other way too, you know, so
yeah.
I think there needs to be way more time so that the candidates yeah. aren't sort of panicking to get their point in, because if mm-hmm. you just tell them, look, we're doing this for like 3 hours, there's no reason to cut each other off, you're right. just going to get tired, you know.
まあね、だからそういうふうにどうしてもここだけは誤解されたら困るみたいなことで口挟んでるならまだわかるけど、なんかそういうわけでもないじゃん。今それ言う必要あるみたいなのもいっぱいあったから、私がちょっと見ただけでもね。だから
People disagree on that, you know. People think people don't agree on reality. Reality has
yeah.
you know, balkanization of epistemology. It has happened along political lines, and there really isn't common ground in terms of what is real, what happened, you know, what
yeah.
did Trump really say, you know,
so
did he say inject bleach in your arm? I mean, people are interpreting that every direction, the fine people thing, that thing is being interpreted every direction, you know, so, and people talk about it for months and months and months, and there doesn't seem to be sort of a cohesive worldview emerging out of it.
Yeah.
And the debate was just the epitome of this. I mean, it was a bad conversation, but I think that a lot of bad conversations are being had, you know, by everyone.
いろんなトランプサポーターの人たちがなんかトランプの喋る時間が全然バイデンより短かったみたいなこと言ってて、で実際測った人がいて、トランプ70分、バイデン40分とかなんかわかんないけど、全然トランプの方が多かったんだよね。でもそれでもやっぱりサポートしてる側から見ると少ないって感じちゃうっていうか、それはその人たちが嘘ついてるわけじゃなくて本当にそう感じちゃうわけじゃん。
Well, people are going to say everything is going to be said by both sides, and then both
yeah.
sides will focus on the crazy things that the other side said and repeat that back to their followers. You know,
yeah.
so Fox News is saying like these people thought this, and it's, you know, it's totally absurd, and then CNN will pick out the craziest people from the Trump crowd and show that to their supporters, and it systematically polarizes
yeah.
both sides, and we're trapped in this.
Yeah, だから本当にね、国民がそれに引きずられてはダメというか、この二人は個人的にそのインテレストがあるから絶対勝たないととか思ってるし、その相手を個人攻撃するインセンティブもあるし、ただ国民は全くそれは関係ないから、それに乗っかってお互いが罵り合う必要って本当は全くないけど、なんかこう、うまくその流れに乗せられちゃうと危ないよね。だから、
What do you think
その勝ち負けの問題じゃないから。
What do you think of the policies that were, like, what do you think of Biden's policies?
I don't know.
He didn't really talk about his policies.I mean, he said that he doesn't support Green New Deal and he would increase funding for law enforcement, which are both not really, I'm not sure that's what his base, like the Democrats, wanted to hear exactly. But other than that, he really didn't comment on what his like policies are exactly,
right.
you know, so I just went to his website instead.
I think a lot of people like, were saying like,It was so hard to learn new stuff from the debate. Like, you don't really have anything to take away from this. Because they were kind of like just arguing. And
well, Biden wasn't answering the questions. He's very politician-like. You
right.
know, and I know people like decorum and people want people to be, you know, presidential. But there's also a very lawyerly, like, phoniness about Biden just reading his notes. Mm-hmm. And then he looks up at straight into the camera and he sort of has this rehearsed delivery of his notes. And then the moderator's like, wait, that's not the question I asked. Right. And it's like, Biden, you're going to have to, like, you can't just read your notes and just recite it to the camera.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to match the questions.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty disappointed by both of these people. I think Biden has cognitive issues. I really do. I don't think it's as bad as Fox News says it is. But I really think that Biden has some cognitive issues, and you can hear it in his speech, and he never finishes his sentences, and he's answering with different, like, written answers. Notes should not be allowed in a debate. Why do you have notes? Get out of here with that. If you don't know it, too bad. You should know it off the top of your head. If you care, you should remember it, like, what you think. Why do we have notes? It's ridiculous. He has had multiple brain aneurysms. They've literally cut off the top of his skull, and doctors have poked around in his brain, you know, multiple times. It scares me that like we couldn't find someone that hasn't had a bunch of brain aneurysms and, like, had their skull, like, super glued back on. Like, it blows my mind. You know, and I thought Yang would do better. He didn't, because he just said, you know, $1,000 a month over and over as an answer to every single question. And it's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty frustrating, but here we are.
I saw a lot of Japanese people's feedbacks on this, and a lot of people were saying, like, so growing up, you know, everyone would tell you, if you live in Japan, everyone would tell you, like, oh, you know, people in the Western world are used to debating, you know, they learn how to debate from, you know, a younger age. And so they're way better than us. And then, you know, people watch this debate. And it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Well, no one was really moved, right? Like, everyone sort of stuck with their person, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I don't know if... like, something really wild would have to happen to move people, like, change people's minds. Like, at this point, there isn't really something that either of them can say to persuade someone from the other side to support them.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
そこでさ、なんて、本当になんかポリシーで戦ってほしいというか、その、お前の息子が何したじゃないかとか、そういう、なんか、そういうところで攻め、逆にそういうところで攻めるしかないってことって思っちゃうし。
It's exactly the same as when Trump was like, only Rosie O'Donnell. You know? When it's like, you've said disparaging things about women, and he's like, only yeah. Rosie O'Donnell. And that, people found that very funny. In the moment, it was a funny thing. If you sit around and think about it, it's not as funny, obviously. But that's... We are in this sort of reality TV environment, you know, and people do care about, like, who's alpha and who has more energy and who has, like, who's more, like, aggressive too. Like, people care about that too, you know, so it's not necessarily bad if you're like, you know, I'm the best and don't say the word smart around me, Joe.
So there's...
Smart? You want to hear about smart?
そういうのやめようって思うし、その、なんだろう、じゃあ、お前の息子はこう言ってたじゃんっていう、もうリアリティショーの人だから、そういう、こう、下世話な方に持っていくわけじゃん。そこに対してやっぱり感情的に怒っちゃうから、何？例えば、その、ジョー・バイデンは、トランプみたい、マイケルも言ったけど、トランプみたいにはなりきれないわけじゃん。そういうキャラじゃないし。で、その、オバマみたいな、プレゼデンシャルなそのフェイクネスみたいなものを持ってるわけだから、全部が中途半端になっちゃうというか、トランプが好きな人はそのオーセンティックなところが好きと思ってるわけじゃん。何でもストレートに言う、そういう政治家らしい、こう、なんか 質問に答えているで答えないこれは言わないとかは、まあ、実際質問に答えてないんだけどトランプも、ただまあリアルに思ってることを言ってるってみんな思ってそれが好きなわけじゃん。でバイデンはそれはないし、でかといってじゃあトランプとは違ってすごい冷静にあの要点をついてポイントをはっきり説明するのかっていうとそうでもないからなくて、結構感情的に返しちゃったりしてるから、だからやっぱなんかああこの2人から選ばないといけないのかって自分がアメリカ人だったら辛いなって思っちゃう。まあトランプには入れないけどね私は、どっちにしろ、
うん、
でもこういやバイデンクラッシュでっていう感じでも全然ないじゃんっていう。
I'm not sure Biden like he doesn't seem to have he seems like a lot weaker than he did beforeIf you watch his interviews, his demeanor, you know, he just, and he, the reading thing, there are so many disqualifying attributes, you know, for Biden. And I mean, I guess you could say that for Trump, but I'm worried that there's something that's, I don't know. I'm worried about his brain. I hope he's... I just want to see proof that he's fine. Don't read. Don't use teleprompter. Don't just show me. Just come out there. No notes. You know. I think it'd be very easy to do.
Hmm.
Because there's, you know, Trump comes off as a very healthy, very energetic person too. And like reliable.
Well, there have been reports about him too. Like, I mean, どっちにしろ私あんまりその話でも好きじゃなくて。
The personal health speculation.
うん、そのバイデンもそうだし、トランプもそうだし、なんかちょっと歩くのがフラフラしてるからどうなんだろうとか、そういうスペキュレーションあんま好きじゃない。なんかそれは支持してようが支持してなかろうが、
うん、
なんかそれって本人にしか分かんないし、なんだろう。それは私は安倍さんのこと好きじゃなかったけどずっと、でも、うん、彼の健康の話とかやっぱり他の人がやんや言うっていうのは。なんか普通の個人攻撃よりもさらにセンシティブな可能性があるから、
うん、
なんかこうこうこうだからちゃんと仕事できてないんじゃないかみたいなのって、まあ、本人とその周りの人が適切に判断してくれればいいし、
Well, the public has to make a judgment about it too. You know, they're
いや、またがその、そうね、またがそれを国民に説明しないといけない。何、あ、例えば心配させてるんだったらそれは大丈夫ですよっていうのはまあ見せないといけないと思うけど、
Yeah, that's all people want. It could be just all those crazy theories could just be disproven in like 10 seconds.
次、もう一回あるんだよね、ディベートは。もうすぐ。
There are two more debates, I think.
Okay.
And it would, can you imagine if they turned the mics off when the other person is talking and they actually focused on, you know, what they're planning to do?
Yeah.
From here on out, like, what's the plan?
Yeah,
from here on out, like, yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
We've got the freaking virus. We've got, you know, global power instabilities. Yeah. We've got so many things that need to actually be discussed.
Yeah.
Right.
So, 次どうするとかってその話されてるの？実際そのマイクをオフにするみたいな話って、are they talking about it or is it just you hoping for it?
Just me. They may have already agreed to some terms about how the debates will be done in advance. So if that's the case, then they wouldn't be turning the mic off in the next debate or the one after. Unless they had some...
でもあと2回あってさ、2回同じ感じだったらやばいよね。普通になんか大人としてやばいよ。あの、
well, isn't Earth crazy?
This is like
Earth is like this, and at the very top, tippity top of Earth, you know?Like the highest level of trajectory change for the human species, right?
Yeah.
We have that conversation happening. Like at the tippity, like, you know,
yeah.
we go past Einstein, past, you know, Musk, all past, you know, any sort of Thomas Jefferson or whoever. All of that right now is, you know, subservient to the results of that.Of these conversations that are coming up and the way people vote. Yeah. I mean, there's also the question of what is is the election going to be a credible election? Are people going to accept the results of the election?
Mm.
You know, because Fox News will say, well, we had all these, you know, blank ballots shipped out to bazillions of people and Antifa signed all of them for Biden and put those in. So the election's total phony. I mean, that's a total, they're not going to say it in such an exaggerated manner, but in that general direction. And then we're going to have CNN saying like, well, there was massive manipulation through, you know, algorithms and Russian interference and, you know, some other totally illegitimate, you know, claims that something completely illegitimate was happening with the election. You know, I mean, that's what happened after Hillary Clinton lost the election, you know, after everyone was like, well, we're definitely accepting the results. Yeah, yeah, no problem. As soon as the election happens, it's like, wait, what about this and what about that? And, you know, yeah. Maybe it wasn't.
So, ポストとか、ポスト を remove しちゃうとかね。
Hmm? What do you mean?
Wasn't that like, didn't they like remove posts or something? Like postal
remove
office
posts?
Budget cut or something like that?
There was some talk about like the postal service needs to be
like removing hundreds of posts so people can't mail in advance.
Like post boxes?
Yeah.
Like the physical post boxes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so they're like driving around, yanking them out of the ground and like putting them on a truck. And then where are all these post boxes going?
I don't know.
There's like
got to
be a landfill.
To make it post boxes. Harder for people to vote.
Hmm. Well, I did see there was some like funding problems or something with the postal service. And it was, the timing is not good for, you know, election.
Obviously.
Sending out ballots, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's all sort of unprecedented because there hasn't been mail-in voting at this scale before. And I don't think there's ever been an election that was quite this contentious where there's the potential for individual bad actors to do fraudulent things on both sides.
Right.
And I don't know.
Well, it's October already, so.
Do you know what the process is if what if there's an investigation and they find that there was some sort of manipulation that invalidates the election?
I don't know what happens.
I don't know. I guess they would go to the. So they don't do it again, right? They don't do another election.
So that has never
like
happened
Brexit
in the
style.
History before? Like no one
no.
successfully tampered with the results?
Oh, there's been tampering for sure. And there's tampering now too. That always happens.
Like no one has been caught?
No, people have been caught. They just caught people like last week. And there was a huge problem with one of the sort of state level elections recently. With fraud that way.
Hmm.
The idea that when they say there hasn't been like large, there's no like evidence of large scale systematic, you know, if you put all those words in there, like maybe, obviously there's a ton of fraud. I mean, there's huge motive. People have never been so motivated in their entire life to commit fraud.
Right.
So, there is a possibility that, you know, the election is not that conclusive. Actually, no matter what, on November 3rd, it's not going to be all counted up because there's so many, you know, mail-ins. So it's already going to be sort of a prolonged determination process. And
right.
And then after that, they could have to go to the, you know, all the absentee stuff sent in from military and people overseas.
いや、謎だもんね、仕組みが。その一票の格差みたいなのすごいしさ。まあ日本も人のこと言えないけど、アメリカも相当謎の仕組み多いよね。
They don't go to, they don't actually count the absentee ballots unless, unless the normal ballots is, count is close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
そうなんだよね。
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, is not voting like a really bad thing to do?
So I know like, that
you've
depends,
been a strong,
I don't think...
you've been a strong proponent of like voting as duty and what
well,
you should
well,
do.
Well, here in Japan, yeah, but 例えば, I don't think my husband has been voting. Because, まあ、それこそ absentee ballot だから、まあ、州によってはマジで別にやる意味ないみたいな。
Well, I don't think that's...
まあ、意味ない。
That's not true. Well, I could say that about the... I could say the exact same thing about all the elections here, where I'm just like, yeah, it's Jiminto, relax. Like, I don't need to go to the booth. You know,
well,
it's the same argument.
But at least they'll count my vote, you know? So, like...特に日本は、特に日本はでもよく見ると自民党にを積極的に支持している人が大多数ってわけじゃないんだよ全然。なんで自民党が毎回勝つかっていうと、野党でばらけちゃってるからであって、なので自民党にボートしない場合でも意味はある。なんかここを応援してますよとかその党の人に見えるから。だけどアメリカの場合その absentee ballot 数えもしないから、その州によっては多分、まあ、それを出す意味がない意味が絶対ないとは言い切れないけどない可能性の方が高いみたいな状態が作り出されるわけじゃん。
Well, they will count the absentee ballot if they determine it's close enough that the absentee ballots could make a difference. So
right.
if your vote would make a difference and potentially change the result of the election, it will be counted. So
yeah,
it's not necessarily.
But that's only if you live in certain states where you know it could get close to begin with.だから、
But that's just a different level of the same sort of Russian doll of gerrymanderage. It's just different level. Like, I could say this, I could just treat all of Japan as like a state and say that, yeah, there, you know, it's not a state where I'm going to be close if I vote against Jiminto, right? Do you know what I'm saying? It's sort of the same
well,
logic.
Well, that's the case if the majority is voting for Jiminto, but that's not the case, as I said earlier. So,
even if they're not,
like it's possible that you know your vote can actually mean something.
Well,
as opposed to
it's
like
it's been Jiminto
making a,
since like. since forever.
Well, since
for
like, what,
long.
2011 or something?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, but that was sort of, you know, special circumstances too.
Like, if you are registered in, I don't know, New York or something, then your absentee ballot will, you know, it's highly likely that it won't be counted.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, what's the point of voting?
Maybe.
Yeah. So.
But if it's that close, it would be counted. I mean, the last election was very close, and they counted. I don't remember if they counted the absentee ballots, but I think they did. I think it was that close. And so, when it really comes down to the wire, it could make the difference if your particular state was, you know, also close. And
yeah. I mean,
it's hard to predict.
I mean, I don't blame my husband because of these reasons, but I'm never against voting. Like I'm always for voting. So, まあ本当に何があるか分かんないって意味ではもちろんボートした方がいいと思うけど、ただまあそのアメリカの州の特殊な事情があるから、私は別に夫に絶対ボートした方がいいって言ったことはないんだけど。まあ、そうだから、拮抗する州だったらね、ボートした方がいいよと思うけど。Anyway,
Well, what do you think is going to happen? How do you think the debates are going to go? They're going to be the same?
I hope it's not going to be the same. If it's the same, it's stupid. I mean,
it can't
it's
be
supposed
the same.
To be the smartest people. or one of, I mean, at least smart. Well, Trump did say don't use the word smart. But, yeah. なんて言うのね、その、いや、バカでしょ、同じこともう一回やったら。しかもだって、そこにすごいフォーカスして、みんながこうやってフィードバックしてるわけじゃん。メディアもツイッターとかも全てが。なのに、それを無視して、全く同じ仕組みっていうのはちょっと考えられないから、さすがに、そこはちょっとどうにかしてほしいけどね。
It feels like both sides think that their candidate is going to win.
いや、それはそうでしょ。どういうこと?
Well, that's not always the case, necessarily. That wasn't really the case in 2016. You know, most people thought Hillary was going to win, including Republicans. Because all the polls said it was like a 99.9999% chance, right? So it was kind of... I mean, you remember this, right?
Yeah.
There was sort of a public certainty level, which included Republicans. And people all thought, most people, for the most part, including Republicans, thought that Hillary was going to win. So this time around, both sides think that their candidate's going to win, which I think is a bit a different dynamic.
そうね。
Like, it wouldn't be as shocking.
まあ、あと、まあ、その、だから、ま、以前のことがあるから、その、ポーを信じられないみたいなのもあるし、余計こう、自信がないじゃん、みんな。
People shouldn't believe those polls. They're total crap.
いや、だから、それもあるでしょうね。それもあるでしょう。
It's total crap.
仮にポーですごい低かったとしても、トランプの例があるから、まあ、最後まで分かんないよねっていう学びがあったわけだから。
And that's why in 2016, I thought that Trump was going to win despite polls saying that there was a 99% confidence.
So this time, what's your prediction?
Well, I already made my prediction like last year. I don't know if you remember.
You think Trump's going to win again?
I think Trump's going to win again.
Yeah. まあ、どっちでもあんまりびっくり
しないけど。Biden is kind of a deflating, like people watching Biden on stage two more times after this, there's not the same level of enthusiasm to get you to physically, you know, get a ballot and like physically vote, right?
まあなんか、
That's just my theory.
外から見てるとコロナでめちゃくちゃ人死んじゃってるからアメリカ。それで普通は大統領変えたいなって思うのかなって思うけど、トランプサポーターの人たちの声を見てるとあまりそこを懸念してないというか、そこを結構度外視してる感があるから。
You mean the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Or shit, I said it.
だそれをこう、ポリシーの問題とか、その政治の初動の問題とかっていうよりかは、もう不可抗力みたいな感じで捉えてるのかよくわかんないけど。
Well,Do people blame Trump for how this illness has been handled, more or less?
Trump support してない人はそう思ってると思うけど。
How do people feel about Fauci right now?
I have no idea. I'm really not following American politics, you know, because it's only stressful.
The debate was.I think it's fun. If you take this stuff too seriously, you are going to be stressed out, that's for sure.
Well, you don't live there, so I guess that helps. You know, if you live there,
I'm a citizen,
you know.
I care. You know,
yeah, but
I care about
what's
going on.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Japan is under the freaking. Like, this has huge implications for Japan.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it or not.
Of course,
so,
but I mean.
Bigger implications still. Than actually the national. Elections in Japan, I think. At least in the long term.
Yeah, but
Because the world could be very different, you know, depending what happens.
Yeah, but like people here can't vote, so...
No.
At least there's no stress about it. I think it's more stressful if you can vote, you know?
If you feel like you absolutely have to, then I think it can be pretty stressful.
Yeah.
But if you can just say like, you know what? I'll just 任せる
誰何に何に
to society,
to the other people,
people that aren't as frustrated or aren't as, you know, people that care more or whatever, you know, I've been working, I've got shit I have to do, and I have, you know, I don't have all the time in the world to make a determination. And I don't know if I, you know, if I sink way more time into this, is if it's really, you know, productive. Like, you can follow politics as much as you want to, right?
No.
Like, there's no limit. You can spend your entire day consuming sort of politically oriented news that's infuriating.
Yeah, but that's only because it's, they're trying to make it divisive, right? Which is, again, it's crazy because it's really not about parties. It's not about politicians. It's about problem solving. And I think a lot of people in the media definitely ignores that. Mm-hmm. Which I hate. And they just make it into a game, like sports, you know, like, oh, which team do you want to be on? And
mm-hmm.
and that makes everyone blind. So
right.
to like the actual problems that we need to be solving.
I think the biggest incompatibility between the system and how people think is that people care about different issues and they don't necessarily have the same position on every single, on all these different important issues as these parties. And there's only two, you only have like two blocks of like solution sets, right? So if you want to have, you know, more free market economy and less regulation and more of a capitalistic market, then you're going to have to give up on climate change. Sorry. You can't fight climate change and want the free market. What are you, crazy? So there's sort of these nonsense allocations of issues on both sides. Most people find that coincidentally they agree with every single thing that their party is promulgating. A lot of people find themselves in that situation increasingly.
Yeah.
So lately, but I think rational people, most people, if they really think about it, aren't going to like perfectly like agree with all these issues all the way down the line. I certainly do not.
Yeah.
And people try to, you know, want to put you in one category or another, you know, based on one issue. You failed on one issue of my list, and therefore you must be a Trump supporter and a racist and et cetera, et cetera. Or, oh, you don't believe in the Second Amendment? You're definitely a far leftist liberal. But there's like all these other topics too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's this binary madness. Yeah. It's just doesn't really make sense to me.
I know. So, you know, we get messages from like different people claiming that I'm a Trump supporter or I'm too liberal, you know, and for you too. But I was talking to my brother-in-law who works in the media, and he said, oh, it means that's your show's doing great.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's true.
Well, it's certainly differentiated from programs where it's just, you know, it's super clear right away, you know, what you're going to hear. And if you are of that persuasion and you tune into outlets that are that predictable and they're just telling you things you want to hear, and you're like, yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I can't believe he would do that. I know. And you're just, you and, you know, Breitbart or you and Slate are just violently nodding. And it's just, it's perverse.
Yeah.
You know, you need diversity of thought and all of these, if something's important, it needs to be checked and checked again and, you know, checked by different people, and you need to have conversations with people that disagree with you so we can refine our thinking.
Yeah. Well, 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできるので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキストと、エッセイが読み放題になるプランがあります。あと月額360円で各エピソードごとに宿題を出しているのでそちらもチェックしてみてください。単語帳機能とかね、あのエピソードごとの単語リストとかもあるし、あの
ちょっとどうやってリストは無料です。
なのでどうやって勉強したらいいかなみたいなのが分かんないなっていう人はぜひ使ってみてもらえるといいと思います。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。おしまい。以上です。
バイ
バイ。